From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Delegates to the Paris Climate Change Conference adopted a groundbreaking plan to fight global warming on Saturday. As VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the agreement aims to keep the planet from getting hotter, provides investment in poorer countries, and sets carbon emissions levels.
I see the reaction is positive. I see no objections. The Paris Agreement is adopted.
The drop of a gavel by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius culminates several nights of haggling and years of paralysis on the question of climate change. Cheers erupted among the delegates of nearly 200 nations who, for the first time ever in a 31-page document, agreed on how to move forward to curb global warming. The deal came despite opposition led by India, China, Saudi Arabia, and Malaysia. They argued that industrialized nations should shoulder more of the burden. These nations' economies are dependent on fossil fuels, and the transition to greener energy will be especially painful for them. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Here in Washington, President Obama hailed the Paris Agreement, saying the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth.
The targets we've set are bold, and by empowering businesses, scientists, engineers, workers, and the private sector, investors, to work together, this agreement represents the best chance we've had to save the one planet that we've got.
Mr. Obama cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions by 2030. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Women in Saudi Arabia for the first time took part in elections Saturday, voting and running as candidates in municipal ballots. Several female candidates declared the vote an historic moment in Saudi history, the only nation where a woman is forbidden to drive and where many of her life decisions can be overruled by her male guardian. The incremental change is part of the late King Abdullah's legacy. Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of two people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. The two people were detained in Geneva on Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Criminal proceedings have opened against the two under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Olivier Journeau is the prosecutor general for the Canton of Geneva. He says the presence of traces of explosives doesn't necessarily mean that the arrested persons were themselves involved in the transport of the explosive in a vehicle that they affirm they bought recently. So, he says, it's up to federal investigators to continue looking into the matter. Authorities in the Geneva region have been searching for four suspected jihadists with alleged ties to the self-proclaimed Islamic State, but police have not said whether Friday's arrests were connected to that search. Burundi's army says at least 87 people were killed Friday in the capital city Bujumbura in what it describes as coordinated attacks on three military installations by unknown gunmen. The fighting is seen as the worst since a failed coup attempt in May, which came just weeks after two-term President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to seek a controversial third term. Police in Southern California have arrested a 23-year-old man suspected of setting fire to a mosque in the state where 14 people were killed by suspected Islamic extremists earlier this month. The suspect, identified as Carl James Dial, was taken into custody late Friday. He's been charged with five felonies, including arson, commission of a hate crime, and maliciously setting a fire. No one was injured in the community of Coachella when fire tore through the building's lobby just before a Friday prayer service. And in the annual Army-Navy College football game in Philadelphia Saturday, the Naval Midshipmen beat Army 21-17. Meanwhile, in New York, Alabama's Derrick Henry won the Heisman Trophy. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.